SpaceX continues to make headlines, sending its Falcon rockets into space, sometimes successfully, sometimes not. And if Georgia has its way, those rockets might soon blast off from Camden County. A public report on Camden County's bid for a spaceport came out recently, and Laura Forsick is an author of that report and the owner of Astralytica. The Atlanta-based consulting firm is working on Camden County's plans for a launch site. Hi there.
Hello.
So this for us is kind of an update on this bid. This is a very long process to get a spaceport going. Where are we in this process?
That's correct. And it's long for a reason, because it's a very important project that needs to go through a lot of regulations and a lot of approvals. And so where we are is in that last step where the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is doing checks, their last minute checks, to make sure that this is going to be approved. And sometime this year, we will have final public briefings to make sure that the public is on board, along with the government, to make sure we can put this together successfully.
Does the public, I mean, they often have public meetings, but does the public actually, let's say the public came out and said, no, we don't want this, do they actually get a say?
Oh, yes. So, of course, the public has a say in what happens in their own community. However, what we've seen so far in this process is that the public is very widely on board with this, especially the local community.
I wanted to make, again, we're talking about a minority of people, but our producer did speak to Steve Winkle. He's a retired engineer. He's a resident of Woodbine, Georgia, and he is very opposed to the project.
Well, there's no room for compromise for the spaceport that Camden County has proposed. I've evaluated and I've just come to the conclusion that if I were even a businessman, I wouldn't be considering it. If I were an environmentalist, absolutely not. And as a resident of Camden County, I don't want my taxes to go to waste over it.
Now, here he doesn't make specific complaints. He has a website where he makes specific complaints. What do you make of the comments that this is dangerous environmentally?
If it was dangerous environmentally, it would not be approved by the FAA. The FAA's job, along with other government agencies, is to make sure that this is safe for the community and safe for the surrounding area. So that includes a bit of Florida as well as Georgia. And if this were unsafe in any way, this would not be approved. So the whole process, the long process that you mentioned, is so that we can make sure that this is something that is positive to move forward with.
Now, a spaceport isn't just about rocket launches. Those are the things that gets televised. But what are the things that happen at a spaceport day to day?
Absolutely. So I think that the spaceport launches are what gets the most attention, because that's what people see. And that is very
cool
exciting.
To watch. Yeah.
Yes. But the whole point of a rocket launch is to get something into space. And so the variety of payloads that go into space, the reason why you're listening to this broadcast right now is because we have antenna that can listen to satellites that are surrounding Earth right now that are broadcasting to everyone who can listen. And so we have broadcast and data and the things that we rely on day-to-day basis that we don't think about, as well as scientific experiments and Earth observation and such a wide variety of applications that some of them haven't even been thought of yet. So it's the point of the whole spaceport is to get things to space. And we're not even talking about people necessarily. We're talking about things that make our lives on Earth better.
Like the satellites you're talking about.
Like the satellites, like our cell phones, like everything that we use in the modern day life.
So you're obviously a supporter of this effort to get the spaceport in Camden County. That's fair?
So I am an independent consultant, and I am a fan of space in general. And as long as the FAA and the government approves this project, I think it's fantastic to go forward with. I have looked in depth at the benefits to Georgia and the surrounding Camden community, and I think that it'll help not just the state of Georgia, but as well as the immediate people surrounding the spaceport. So the residents of Camden County and the residents of the surrounding Southeast Georgia area will all have some great benefits to the spaceport.
Is there enough space business to justify a new spaceport?
There will be. So what you've seen so far before this spaceport is even formally approved is a lot of interest from launch service providers. In fact, there was one called Vector that launched a test rocket last year. It was a low altitude launch, 10,000 feet. So it didn't go to space. But there's already been activity at the spaceport without it even being finally approved, which tells you how much interest there is once it is actually approved, what's going to happen down there.
So you went kind of quickly over what the next steps are. One of them is a public comment period. What's our timeline for the spaceport? Should everything go through as it, as
yeah,
people
so
hope
if everything
it does.
Goes through, it really just depends on the interest. So you mentioned that there's a lot of interest already. So one of the things that'll happen is that companies will start coming in, as well as the Camden County government, which has already been involved in this process from the start, and working together along with other universities and educational institutions and nonprofits and anybody else who wants to be involved will come together and make not just the spaceport happen, but also a research park adjacent to the spaceport, which can bring in new companies, companies that already exist, educational institutions that might want to expand to the area or even start up, just all kinds of things, museums and other educational opportunities. So it's really going to be a community effort to bring everybody together.
Do we have a price tag for
this? No, there is no price tag at this moment because it's quite open-ended. It can be as small or as large as the community wants it to be. And when I'm talking community, I'm talking the larger technology community, not just Camden
County. Not just Camden County.
Yeah, so it could be small. It could be the next, the next Florida. You know, it really just depends on what it is that we make of it.
So what would be the earliest that we would see the spaceport open? Any idea?
This year.
This year?
So we've already seen last year a company called Vector, which just brought their rocket off of a truck and launched it. And so if you've got that minimal infrastructure need, then you can just start launching things pretty much immediately as soon as they're approved. You don't need a whole lot of infrastructure in place for some of these newer technologies.
That's pretty amazing. Laura Forsick is with the firm Astralytica. The company was hired to research and the spaceport in Camden County. You can get more information at our website, gpbnews.org. And of course, if you live in Camden County, the surrounding areas, we welcome your comments on this proposed spaceport as well. Laura, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.